The weather. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G, and I do have some guests here in the studio. I'm so excited. Wish Canadia is here. Say hello.
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 Hi, Juno.
So we have Nawaya Tegelman, we have Audrey Kohler, and we have Bill Merck, our poet laureate from Juno. And we have a guest. We have Lena.
Hi.
She is our cheering section because, you know, we need all the help we can get. And no, not really. But we are going to talk about some things coming up for Wish Canadia this coming week on Friday. And we're going to read you some poetry. And we're going to celebrate a little bit of love, a little bit of Black History Month, Elizabeth Paradovich Day. We have so much to celebrate in February, and it's such a short month. So we're excited to do that. So Bill first wants to tell us all about what's coming up Friday.
Well, I would just say that we're having a poetry slam and open mic this Friday at Northern Lights Church. And I would defer to Audrey and Nawaya to speak to that since they're our co-hosts for Friday night.
We are the co-hosts.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
It's so awesome.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm excited to see all the potentially new voices coming to speak and familiar voices.
Yeah, and it's going to be Audrey's first time hosting with Woosh.
Right. So. I can't wait. I'm so, so thrilled, so excited.
And so it's at Northern Lights Church. You guys have the address for Northern
Lights
Church?
Oh, I don't know. It's, what is it? In the flats, I don't know.
we're going to tell you more. What time does it start?
6:30 will be signups if you want to participate in the open mic or the competitive slam portion of the evening. And we usually start at about 7. Sometimes a little later, you know.
Okay. Any refreshments or anything coming up?
We don't usually have refreshments ourselves, but if you bring drinks, then, you know.
That's great. You'll be prepared.
Yeah. So remember, it is a church. They do allow food there. But, you know, don't bring a pizza, but, you know, like snacks and, you know, some coffee, maybe a tea. They probably will have a little something there to use to have a service. Northern Lights Church is located at 400 West 11th Street in Juno. There's not a lot of parking. Carpool, everybody. So,
or walk.
Or walk. Yes, you can walk. Anyway, that's what's happening this Friday. And with this, after this musical interlude, we will be back with some poetry. Here, stay tuned at Telling Tales with Ms. G here at KTO 104.3 in Juno. Hi, Jeff Brown. How you doing?
Woohoo!
Hello, everyone. We had a little technical moment, but hopefully you can hear us all, and we're doing our show now. Okay. Yay. So first up, we have Audrey. She is going to read us a beautiful poem called In Spirit. Miss Audrey, take it away.
Hello, Juno. All right, so here I go. This is titled In Spirit. My voice, lifted by the wings of 1 million winters weathered, unwritten, unbound, living on the wind and its current, in whispers, in the rising hollow of your breath, escaping into the frosted morning to crackling amber, your touch bringing life to my skin.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Ms. Audrey Kohler, for giving us your new poem in spirit. We're going to play a little music and we're going to come back. And hopefully we'll introduce everybody again and you'll find out more stuff going on here in Juneau. 1 second. Here at Telling Tales with Ms. G at KTO 104.3. Back, and I have guests in the studio in case we did not get that through the first time. I have Wushkanadiyeh poets, I'm very happy to say, here in the studio. I have Bill Merck, our poet laureate of Juneau. I have Audrey Kohler. I have Noeya Tagabon. And Lena is here.
Hi.
Being very patient with us because we had a little snafu. And they want to tell us Audrey and Noeya are going to do something awesome this Friday. Take it away.
We're going to do something super cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully with all of you, Juneau. Please come visit us this Friday, 6:30. Signups start for the open mic / grand slam for Wushkanadiyeh.
Yes.
So we're going to be this Friday at, we'll be at Northern Lights Church, which is at 400 West 11th Street in downtown Juneau. Not too hard to find. Hopefully you don't get lost. Not a whole lot of parking, though, so.
Carpool.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Take a walk.
There's a space over by the education building. You can park and walk over to, you know, you could do that. So there should be some snacks there, like coffee and tea, but bring your own. They start at?
6:30 is when signups are, and 7 o'clock is usually when we try and start the event. And if we have enough people sign up. Yeah. Hopefully lots of people come sign up, though, right?
And the great thing, too, if you're nervous about competing right away, which you shouldn't be. I'm so excited to hear all the new voices. But we have the open mic portion in the beginning as well, and you can share any kind of talent you want to. So if you're just itching to get on stage,
yeah, this is a chance. This last month, we had someone come up and do stand-up, right?
Yeah,
and
that was awesome.
It was so good.
That was really good.
I think
good.
That was the first time ever for Woosh that someone did stand-up.
That's awesome.
It was great.
That sounds great. Okay, so hope to see you all Friday. Now, Noeya would like to present a poem to us, and it's titled?
Poem 124.18. Okay. I have trouble accepting things for the way they are, because so much of the time there is ambiguity in the way things are. I would like to know. I want it to be measurable. If it were a distance, I would calculate it. I could be exact. I guess that's why I like mathematics. It's exact. If my feelings and your feelings were curves on the XY plane, we could calculate their points of intersection. We could find the volume of the solid created by rotating the area between our curves around the Y axis and know for sure that volume. I could find the slope and know the end behavior. I would know if there were an asymptote between you and I, if I could approach you infinitely without our curves intersecting. And you would see plainly that my curve may be broken. There are points missing or out of place. They are scattered. Some are just empty, open dots. They are places where the equation of me has no solutions. Broken points. I have too many of those, and so forgive me if sometimes I'm scared because my feelings have a sharp positive curve and I don't know what yours looks like at all. But even if my feelings were a curve, I don't know the equation, and I don't know if I would want to, and I most definitely do not know the equation to describe you. There is no data set describing the complex variables involved in the whirlpools of energy that form between you and I. So I have only conjecture and what I feel. And what I feel changes every day. like most people, I guess. But what I do feel sometimes is, like, how could anyone be so good? Like, how is he so wonderful? And flawed, I'm sure, like me, but does it matter? Because his eyes are most beautiful, and his voice is soothing. And I'm just left with these questions. Well, like, what does it all mean? And does it have to mean something? And, well, yes, I mean, doesn't it? Shouldn't it? And I guess it doesn't have to, you know, have meaning. But I hope it does.
That was lovely. I like that.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to take a brief musical interlude, and we'll be right back with Mr. Bill Merck. So please stay tuned here at KTO 104.3 in Juneau. And this is Telling Tales with Ms. G and her guest from Rouge Canadier. We're still here in the studio at KTO 104.3, and you're listening to Telling Tales with Ms. G and her guest, Rouge Canadier. And we have Mr. Bill Merck is coming at us with two love poems. I love that.
Well, it is Valentine's Day this week, right?
It's coming up. It's
you know, something favorite. Else that we haven't acknowledged, it is National Haiku Writing Month as well.
Oh, my gosh. Mm.
Shortest month, shortest poetry form, right?
How did I miss that?
So, well,
Bill knows.
Bill's halfway through the month. He has a little bit of work to do.
There you go.
Anyway, one of my haiku friends online, her name is Rosemary, and she lives in Tucson, Arizona, and she wanted to branch out and write some longer form poetry. And I asked her if she would be okay if I read them online. I said, yes, I would. And she said, please do. And so she's listening out there now. And so I want to celebrate her and everybody who's writing poetry during the most romantic month of the year.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
One. Stirring in me every dream that was meant to be. I know all of them, my dreams of Bali and horses, lavender in France, bagels in St. Foy, walking by the Seine, making ravioli, stuffing tamales, curing olives, canning homemade blackberry jam. Strumming guitar, humming the harmonica, banging the drums, playing Chopin, singing Landslide. Kissing you by my river in grass a little too long, where we're hidden from the world that tries, but will never steal dreams still stirring in me. Two. 'Cause I just want to curl into you, your side, feel your warmth guide me. My heart knowing the feel of authenticity, of true bliss and peace. You gathering me up as if I were some fragile treasure you couldn't ever lose or replace. Your look knowing where to find my love, my pain, my heartbeat. And when you take these from me, my love, my pain, my heartbeat, tuck them inside our serenity, our place only we know. And others only dream about endlessly.
That is lovely. Was that to your wife?
I can't confirm or deny that. I did not write those.
That's true. You did it.
I think she wrote them for her husband. So there you go.
Well, that was very sweet.
It's very
Thank
sweet.
You for sharing that. Okay, so we want to take a little music interlude. We always like to do that. And give us a chance to breathe and gather our thoughts and get the next poems ready. And I have one I would like to share. It goes out to my love, who is patiently waiting for us outside this room. I don't know what patient
is. Who's reassuring us too, right?
He's helping us out, letting us know you're doing good. Okay. So we're going to take a brief break, and we'll be right back here at KTO 104.3 in Juneau, Alaska, and you'll see the Telling Tales with Ms. G and her guest, Swish Kennedy. So stay tuned. We're back. This is Telling Tales with Ms. G with our guests from Rouge Canadier, the poets. I love that. And they inspired me, so I found a poem for this month, for one of the things happening this month, which is all about love. I thought this was very apropos. And it goes out to my darling out there. Fairway Cookies by Sandra Boynton. When the sunlight has bone and the green hills turn gray, and the day turns to evening somehow, then I'm thinking of you, though you're so far away, and I'm wanting you close to me now. Oh, chocolate chip cookies, so high on the shelf, hiding inside of the jar. I'm not tall enough to reach you myself, so near and yet so very far. I can never forget you. You're all I adore. Though many long moments I've tried. I call out your name, but I'll have to do more to bring you back here by my side. Oh, chocolate chip cookies, so high on the shelf, hiding inside of the jar. I'm not tall enough to reach you myself, so near and yet so very far. If I had three wishes, they'd all be for you. If I had my way, you'd be mine. Oh, the reach wouldn't matter if I had a ladder. If I weren't so short, we'd be fine. Fairway Cookies by Sandra Boynton. Yes, that is my love.
I love that.
So, Ah, we have more poems, and we're gonna go.
Okay.
I feel like a game show.
Right.
I'm gonna surprise you.
Be ready.
Be ready.
Okay.
That's Noaya.
This is this is called Poem 117-18. Okay. The carpet in my grandmother's house is over 40 years old. It has imperfections here and there, places where the padding underneath has grown thin through years of footfall. One of the rooms has multicolored shag carpet. In the living room, it's dark. It's not patchy, but has more grit in some places than others. This carpet is older than me and all my cousins. And so is the linoleum in the hallway, bathroom, and kitchen. This year when I was visiting for Christmas, my grandmother told me, I always wished I could tell the manufacturer how well their carpet held up. The main floor of the house has tall ceilings, a wall of large windows overlooking the lake. In the lower left corner, a sliding door opens to a deck, with stairs leading down to the lake and a dock. My grandmother is a reverent woman, and her prayers hang in the air. They smell like rose water and thin prayer book paper. They sound like decades, and they feel warm on your skin. And I know I will hear them whispered in my ear long after she is gone. I remember summers as a child when there was a jet ski, when me and all my cousins were children. This house remembers me. It remembers Thanksgivings, Christmases, birthdays, canning and vacuum packing salmon in the summertime, butterscotch torts. It remembers sad things, too. Car crashes, and a late night sorting through my aunt's clothing. Old memories that have soaked into the timbers. Like skinned knees and broken bones, this house, like my grandmother, has seen the peaks and valleys of my life, and my cousin's lives, and her children's, too. And I know neither will forget me.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Audrey, do you want to do yours next?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd love to. So this is another, I guess, a love poem since Valentine's Day is tomorrow, and it is one of my absolutely favorite holidays because I'm a sap, but that's okay. I admit it. It's fine. All right. So this one is titled Merlot, My Second Glass.
Mm.
Sipping Burgundy Merlot, I stare into my glass, and I hope to be in love. Perhaps this wine will stain my stomach the way it stains my tablecloth. My head gives way to balance, long before any music, before my hand extends past itself, over the table, beyond conversation, accepting your offer to dance. All I see is honey, my lack of it. Clover whispered softly in my ear, summertime. The heat of both travels slowly down my neck, blushing a pink sky across my chest. How long will this longing persist? How can I be as wanting as this? Roses leave soft petals painted upon crimson lips. Perhaps I am enchanted. Maybe I am bewitched. It'll be long past tomorrow morning before I discover which is which.
I like that.
Thank you.
I also like Merlot.
Same.
It's very good. Okay, we're going to take a brief break, and then we're going to come back with some information about something awesome happening this Friday, as well as Mr. Bill Merck is going to maybe give us another poem.
We have options. Yeah.
Bill.
Yay.
Bill.
We are going past our time tonight because we had our little electronic snafu. So hopefully we're still entertaining you. We are telling tales with Ms. G and my guests with the Wishkanadia Poets. Be right back.
Thank you.
And we're back here at Telling Tales with Ms. G. We are giving you Ushkan IDA Poets. Yay!
Woo-hoo.
And I have something to tell you. Go for it.
This Friday at 7 p.m. with sign-up starting at 6:30, we are going to have an open mic / grand slam happening at the Northern Lights Church.
Which is at 400 West 11th Street in downtown Juneau in the Flats.
Yeah, it's going to be great. The open mic portion, you can bring whatever kind of talent or story or show or stand-up comic.
Yeah.
Or, you know, whatever you
a dancer.
You feel like sharing.
We need a dancer.
Yeah.
I don't think
like
that's ever happened.
A little yoga session maybe.
Yeah. Ooh, wow.
Calm
nice,
down before the.
Nice.
Before the,
right? I like that.
Yeah, no, it'd be
get
great.
Jacob involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can play some
of
great
course.
Music.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be great. And it's also pay as you can. So. Everybody is
oh,
welcome.
At 7 p.m. at Northern Lights Church. I hope to see everyone there. Sign-ups at 6:30 if you would like to participate in the open mic or slam portion of the evening.
Yay! Okay, now that that's all done, Bill wanted to...
Can they do that again?
That in itself was a performance.
That was performance art right there. That was great.
Noah's got that address memorized now.
Yeah. I'll never not know where it is.
Right? Wake up at 2 in the morning. I know where this is.
So, Bill, you had another poem for
yeah.
us.
Yeah, I did. It's a work in progress, but I thought I'd just try it out there. I don't know that it's done, but we'll just go with it. Sometimes light hits the window perfectly. Late winter sun fades, 11 degrees and clear. Delicate touch across the spines of books we're yet to read. Yesterday's dust, language of our years, the ticket to trains we chose to step away from. Platform possibilities lifting their eyes with promise. Tonight's cold climbs into bed between us. Rotating constellations drop awkwardly behind a ridge we recognize but are unable to name. Some nights are just plain empty. Creeks run slow, dark singing, fading beneath a season's message misinterpreted or lost. Glazed windows, countertops are swept clean by calloused hands. Tonight is one of those. Fireflies in a pickle jar. Flathead screwdriver punching hole after hole after hole into whatever keeps the color alive. Thank you.
Thank you. That was beautiful. What's the name of that one?
It doesn't have a title right now.
Is this one of those times you're just trying to get people to throw titles at you?
We have done that before.
Well,
I would say the working title would be Sometimes Light Hits the Window Perfectly. Just the first
I
line.
Like that.
I like that line a lot.
Yeah. Okay. So that gives me a segue. Not really. but I did want to read this poem that I found by Elizabeth Alexander from 1962. It's called Praise Song for the Day. It's actually a poem that was written at Barack Obama's presidential inauguration. Each day we go about our business, walking past each other, catching each other's eyes or not about to speak or speaking. All about us is noise. All about us is noise and bramble, thorn and din. Each one of our ancestors on our tongues. Someone is stitching up a hem, darning a hole in a uniform, patching a tire, repairing the things in need of repair. Someone is trying to make music somewhere with a pair of wooden spoons on an oil drum with cello, boombox, harmonica, voice. A woman and her son wait for the bus. A farmer considers the changing sky. A teacher says, "Take out your pencils. Begin." We encounter each other in words, words spiny or smooth, whispered or declaimed, words to consider, reconsider. We cross dirt roads and highways that mark the will of someone and then others who said, "I need to see what's on the other side. I know there's something better down the road. We need to find a place where we are safe. We walk into that which we cannot yet see." Say it plain. that many have died for this day. Sing the names of the dead who brought us here, who laid the train tracks, raised the bridges, picked the cotton and the lettuce, built brick by brick the glittering edifices they would then keep clean and work inside of. Praise song for struggle, praise song for the day. Praise song for every hand-lettered sign, the figuring it out at kitchen tables. Some live by love, thy neighbor as thyself. Others by first do no harm or take no more than you need. What if the mightiest word is love? Love beyond marital, filial, national. Love that casts a widening pool of light. Love with no need to preempt grievance. In today's sharp sparkle, this winter air, anything can be made, any sentence begun. On the brink, on the brim, on the cusp. Praise song for walking forward in that light. That was Praise Song for the Day by Elizabeth Alexander from 1962. It was a poem from Barack Obama's presidential inauguration. And happy Black History Month and Elizabeth Radovich Day. Here at Telling Tales with Ms. G at 104.3 KTOO. You've been in the studio with my guests. I have Mr. Bill Merck, Audrey Kohler, Nuwaya Dagoban, and Lena, who has been our cheerleader for the evening. They're from Wishkin IDA. And we have something to tell you. This month is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month. So remember to love yourself, take care of yourself, and be safe out there. We hope you've enjoyed our show. We have loved bringing it to you. Everybody say your goodnights.
Good night, Juno.
Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Hope to see you Friday.
Thanks. Good night.
Yes, we do hope to see you Friday at Wishkin IDA's event. And until then, take care and be safe. Here at Telling Tales with Ms. G. Good night till next time.